This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is definitely an agenda. I talked about it earlier with Bill Clinton and the globalists, and the Vatican's been saying get ready for aliens and all this stuff. Have aliens already visited Earth? NASA books suggest that ancient rock art could have been created by extraterrestrials. That's directly out of Prometheus. Each month, a new planet is discovered that bears similarities to our own, and it's becoming increasingly apparent Earth is not unique. Well, of course, Earth is unique itself. A dead planet's unique. But see, that's sold like we're not unique. But you mean unique in that there's not planets that could have life? Yes. So it stands to reason that of the billions of Earth-like planets, but we're worried about Angelina Jolie and her collagen injections and her ugly-looking lips. It's like a baboon's butt or something. I'm sorry. So it stands to reason. I'm serious. What an ugly witch. I'm just being honest. I'm just sick of these people. I can't even look at their chicken-neck scum. So it stands to reason of the billions of Earth-like planets in our galaxy alone, there might be another that hosts life. It's a thought that is gaining more credence all the time. And now NASA has released a fascinating book detailing how or if we might communicate with some of these worlds. So that's being sold. But obviously it's intriguing. I mean, no wonder people are getting into it. We should do a whole subject discussion of that sometime. Here's some of the other seriousness. BBC... The BBC, how do you turn that into a pedophile acronym? Because there's so many pedophiles there. I don't know. The Boys Bondage Club is not about torturing children, though, but that is quick and good that you came up with that, CJ. Russia and China veto UN move to refer Syria to ICC. Russia and China have vetoed a UN Security Council resolution that would have referred the conflict in Syria to the International Criminal Court, saying that Assad's an international criminal when he wasn't persecuting his people compared to other people in the region and when he was fighting al-Qaeda. More than 60 countries supported the French-drafted. Boy, the frogs are leading this. What does that tell you? Nothing against the French, but they're usually not even pro-war. But this is sick. More than 60 countries supported the French drafted text calling for an investigation to alleged war crimes being committed by both sides, including chemical attacks that they're blaming on Assad. German party accused of neo-Nazi traits set for EU Parliament. They're trying to ban whole parties now if they're nationalistic. And people better watch out. Because when the globalists want to have a Nazi party that's real in Ukraine, that's okay. Because George Soros runs it. He funds it. Along with the State Department. But, you know, they want to demonize groups like UKIP, you name it, or myself, and say we're Nazis with no evidence. So it's a very dangerous attempt to shut down political parties. And the Russians, of course, have this obsession with hating, Germans and then trying to equate it with Nazis because they had such a big war with them and millions lost. The RT says, Heil tolerance! Nazi salute! Okay, in Switzerland. If it's not political. Listen! If you don't give people the right to do that, they'll take everybody else's right. A true liberal supports everyone's right as long as you don't call for violence against somebody else, okay? So that's what's going on there is a real push. You have this sick relationship with Russia and some of the left in the EU to try to make it the new Soviet Union that's got to be watched as well. So that's some of the news on that. I meant to get to this. AP exclusive, Air Force security failed nuke test. Armed security forces of a nuclear missile base at a drill last summer that simulated the hostile takeover missile launch silo because they were unable to speedily regain control of the captured nuclear weapon, according to internal Air Force review obtained by the Associated Press. That was the Maelstrom Air Force Missile Wing, the 341st Missile Wing. All right, Nightly News tonight, 7. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolution in their hearts. Children start to march. Look at this headline out of CBS News. Talk about Orwellian. Talk about Brave New World. Talk about Pharmakia Police State. CBS News. CDC reports more than 10,000 toddlers, and only a fraction of that's being reported, are medicated for ADHD. They're on sugar. They're on red dyes. They're on all this crazy stuff. They're out of control. No one's disciplining them. The answer is put them on Adderall, put them on Ritalin that absolutely retards growth, causes brain shrinkage, heart expansion, heart attacks, you name it. Almost everybody I know knows people that have heart attacks while playing sports and die at major high schools. Two people, when I was in middle school and high school, died while playing football on the football field or during two-a-days because they were on Ritalin. And I remember saying, no, they were on Ritalin, and that caused a heart attack, the doctor said. But it's okay because it's the medical establishment. I mean, That's the type of article I have, literally over 100 of them here today, that need to be covered. That is the type of out-of-control garbage. The children need exercise. They need non-GMO. They don't need all the aspartame that's in most of the chewing gum and candy now. All the different additives. Chicken McNuggets have a form of plastic in them, ladies and gentlemen, and that's public knowledge and no one gets in trouble. At least a few months ago when we covered and others covered the fact that Subway has a plastic emulsifier in its bread, they said they'd take that out. I mean, these are the issues while the children are bouncing off the walls, the electromagnetic radiation, the 4 or 5 hours of television and video games a day. This is the issue. The public are watchers. They are spectators. They are in a trance state. There's all sorts of medical issues, and the answer is not burning their brains out with speed. Because it's true. You put somebody on speed, it'll mellow them out after a while, after they burn out on it. And the argument is, well, they're so wound up, this has the opposite effect with their brain. It's all a load of horse crap. Excuse my French. Okay, where to start? We've got clips like this one coming up. Democratic senator, many people who oppose Obamacare because they're racist, and that's Senator Jay Rockefeller, who said the internet should never have been invented, and who is the head of the Rockefeller family dynasty now. David Rockefeller still attends Bilderberg, but he's kind of drifted off into the distance. And so that article is up on Infowars.com. And that is the standard response now. You don't want to turn your guns in? You don't think the state rules your kids? You don't want open borders? You don't want to ship your jobs to China? You don't want your power plant shut down? You got any opinion? You know the boiling temperature of water. You know how to tie your shoelaces. It's an act of racist evil by the man whose family founded Cold Springs Harbor and the modern eugenics movement and funded Adolf Hitler as his main financiers. They are going to fight racism, ladies and gentlemen. Just like George Soros, known Nazi collaborator, gets ADL Southern Poverty Law Center awards and is fomenting and funding neo-Nazis right now in Eastern Europe. He is hailed as a beloved, wonderful person. Arnold Schwarzenegger says he wants to be like Hitler, wears Nazi uniforms, told Rolling Stones he admires Adolf Hitler. He gets ADL awards. He reportedly at home dresses up in an SS uniform. His dad was an SS captain running an entire town and disappearing people in World War II in Graz. ADL awards. If you wear a Nazi uniform and actually are a Nazi, you get ADL awards. If you are not for Nazis, you get demonized by Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, as a Nazi, as I am. MSNBC, White House run. Alex Jones is, quote, deeply racist, and they don't show one clip or one thing. This is the mindlessness of the political correctness, and it works on people. In most states, whites are now a minority. It doesn't matter. There was one white person being hunted down in a gully. I mean, shot in the back, you know, 200 years from now, there was no white people, it'd still be a majority and still the problem. If you slip on a banana peel, it's white people's fault. And a lot of the so-called minorities, it's like keeping score or something, using the claim of racism to feel and act however they want when it's just tribalism and the, quote, minorities are being taught to hate white people in their own form of tribalism. So that's coming up. Russia is taking Prince Charles's Putin and Hitler comment very seriously. He's called him Hitler. So is Jay Leno, of all people, trying to, I guess, keep his job. Hackers are targeting millions of eBay users. We're going to get into that. Google wants to display targeted ads on your refrigerator and everything else in your house, tracking everything you do. Now, that's in Wired magazine. We're going to be breaking all that down. A Daily Mail article, have aliens already visited Earth? NASA book suggests that ancient rock art could have been created by extraterrestrials. That's what the movie Prometheus and all this is about introducing the idea that we were created by aliens because the DNA and all the science is proving that evolution didn't happen the way they said it did, that there's giant changes that happen overnight, and that humans are not of this world. And that's what NASA's basically saying. And so, again, I don't argue with the theory of evolution or the theory of creation, because all of it is constructs of man looking at histories and ancient text and projecting the current debate onto it. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, what some local preacher thinks about how the earth was created isn't even what the Bible says. They're just playing the part of God and their dogma that discredits Christianity, which if you actually study the Bible, it's amazing and it actually verifies it. But that's another trick of the world. And then if you look at what the evolutionists say, piltdown man and pig skulls and pig teeth and all the hoaxes and all the lies, there is massive fraud in modern science, and it's a religion of eugenics to sell the idea that the general public is scum and deserves to die, to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So see, I reject it all. The controlled churches idea of the earth being the center of the universe, we know that's bunk. And that was just the perspective of people in the church at the time, of their interpretation. The Bible said the earth was round in multiple places, but the ancients, after in the Dark Ages, were saying that it was flat. I mean, it's the same thing over and over again. So, bottom line, I reject the priest of the church who all debate and argue with each other and have a thousand different interpretations of the Bible. And I also reject the church of the eugenicists who pose as speaking from the throne of total truth, ex cathedra, that everything they say is true when they're all debating with each other and all have their own little pet theorems. We're going to be breaking that article down today. We're going to cover it all. Lord Monckton joins us with the huge McCarthyism sweeping the world to try to persecute those that point out the public documents that ClimateGate, the latest ClimateGate that broke last week, prove that the whole environmental movement is a power grab and is not actually trying to help the earth. That is all coming up as well. We are also going to continue getting into some of the really important news reports, and I'll cover this first when we come back from break. TSA to purchase 24 million rounds of duty ammunition. And Paul Watson goes on to ask the question, are feds preparing to arm TSA workers? That's like asking, do elephants have trunks? And in the article, Paul begs the question. He links to where they say they want armed TSA in the airports, and they're already on the streets via the Viper teams. So the answer is yes, this is happening. We're going to break that down. Also, U.S. Special Forces, we have a newscast of this, and quote, foreign troops practice invading Tampa. Local news promises invasion is not the Russians or the New World Order. Troops from 16 different nations participated in that. We have video of that up on Infowars.com. Also, House votes to shut down NSA phone snooping. That's what the headline says. That's not what's really happening. NYPD considering using drones and gunshot detectors to fight crime. That means microphones. You know, when they train to mow down the public in mass, they call it zombie kill training. No, it's mow down the public training. All of this is hiding in plain sight, and it is coming up today, ladies and gentlemen. Also, we have a new record price of gas above $3 a gallon for 1,245 days. That's because of dollar devaluation. I told you this 4 years ago, and we did articles on it. We need to dig those up. It's now being reported that Angelina Jolie talks the possibility of running for office. Wedding and more on GMA. Who cares? I mean, she is an anti-gun, world government promoting, pro-Africa invasion warmonger who wants the UN and NATO to invade all these countries, put Al-Qaeda in charge. She loved the Syria war, the Libya war. She's a war criminal. And I've said that. Angelina Jolie is a guilty, like Joseph Goebbels of Nazi Germany, of crimes against humanity. Prima facie. I happen to know that she's seen my films with Brad Pitt. I happen to know they were aware of the New World Order 10 years ago, and they chose to join.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from TerraGenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call TerraGenics at 866-369-3678 or visit TerraGenics.com. TerraGenics.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Scottish John for Infowars.com. I know that most of you here in this commercial already know about the New World Order, eugenics, and all the other issues covered here at Infowars. The question is, do your friends and family know? If not, then I want to know why. Oh, I know it's tough to talk about this with some people. They might call you names, or they just want to talk about sports or soap operas. I say, so what? There's a battle going on out there right now. The ammunition is information, and the soldiers are you. It's time to transform your game from passive listening to active participant. We from Scotland have had our skin in this game for the greater part of the last 1,000 years, and I'm still fighting. If we don't all stand up right now, we're going to lose everything. The InfoWar is worldwide. Tell your friends about InfoWars and let them know that InfoWars doesn't print bull. It's real journalism and news backed up by documented facts. Step up and take your friends and family to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PlanetInfoWars.com. The truth will set them free.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right.
Good morning, America. Yesterday, whether she'd ever consider running for office, the human rights advocate replied, you know, If I thought it'd be effective, I would, but I'm not sure if I would ever be taken seriously in that way and be able to be effective, the Oscar winner added. Jolie previously dismissed the idea in years past, saying she had too many skeletons in her closet, but that seems to have changed. What, all the suicide stuff, the cutting herself, the devil worship, the wearing blood around her neck, saying, you know, she loves darkness and murder, stuff like that. I love how she's a human rights advocate with the UN. Like, David Rockefeller is a philanthropist. And Jay Rockefeller is a humanitarian. And David Rothschild, who we got on the show, is a humanitarian, a philanthropist, and an adventurer. He's like Indiana Jones, why he went to the Arctic once, hundreds of years after people pioneered it in the middle of winter and went to the North Pole. Why, did you hear he looked at the moon with a telescope? So he's Neil Armstrong now. He flew by helicopter to the North Pole once. He's a trailblazer. Did you hear David de Rothschild actually found the Lewis and Clark Trail and actually went from the East Coast to the West Coast just last year? Did you hear that? He discovered California, folks. So Rothschild there from England. Did you know he's a hero? I asked him when he was on the show. I was able to get him on because he had a children's book of brainwashing out about how polar bears couldn't swim. I said, okay, well, why are the ice caps of Mars previously melting? And I said, now they're expanding because, you know, global warming had reversed. That was 7 years ago, and it was already clearly reversing. I said, why are the ice caps of Mars, you know, getting smaller, too? It's because the sun's heating up. And he said, no, it's because Mars is closer to the sun than the Earth. And I said, no, it isn't. It's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and then on out. And he said, no, it's not. And laughed, thinking my audience was the general public, that if an authority, a Rothschild, says, you know, he's literally the guy's a Jesus lookalike. He literally tries to look like Jesus, acts like Jesus, says he wants to save the Earth. He is our Christ. Our Christ, Al Gore is a Christ as well, saving us, inventing the Internet. He said, no, it is closer to the sun than the Earth. Doesn't matter if it's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, the asteroid belt, Jupiter, the largest planet, the supergiant, the gas giant, Saturn, the next gas giant, Uranus, the next gas giant, Neptune, and then Pluto, which isn't even considered a planet anymore, and over 300 bodies the size of Pluto or bigger in the Kuiper Belt. It doesn't matter that a seven-year-old should know that. He thinks you're a moron, and he says to you, I say Mars is closest to the sun, and Mercury is in the Kuiper Belt. And because he says it, it is law. And if Al Gore says he invented the Internet, it's true. And if Obama says it's racist to not turn your guns in, and that the NRA was founded by the Klan, even if it's the opposite, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you built your small business. He says you didn't build it. It doesn't matter if increasing the debt increases the debt. He says increasing the debt limit doesn't increase it. It doesn't matter if there's $5,000 fines for business owners this year that don't get or make their employees get insurance. They'll just say it doesn't exist as the taxes come due. They will hit you and hit you hard and never stop because you love it and you beg for it and you want it. Because people love being unconscious jellyfish that aren't awake because you watch television all day, you play video games all day, people smoke dope all day, they get drunk all day, and they have no idea what planet they're even on.
We are going to become gods. Period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to participate. But if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, we'll have big trouble. And we'll have warfare.
That's Richard Seed, one of the globalists. You know, it really hit me last night. I say this every day, but I was driving home at night, taking my children to see a movie. And it really hit me. Man, I'm on a planet in deep space with technocrats manipulating everything, openly saying they are, who believe they're going to be gods and merge with machines, and the general public's running around worried about what Hannah Montana or Miley Cyrus is doing, sticking her yellow tongue out. It looks like it's been up a... I don't even know what to say. It's like a dead animal.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies, many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And dovetailing with that intro, if you just joined us and are watching on television, you see the articles that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. TSA to purchase 24 million rounds of duty ammunition for you and your family. U.S. Special Forces with foreign troops practice invading Tampa to, quote, fight extremists, and announcing on loudspeakers via the news that this is not an invasion by the New World Order. Isn't that just dandy? And New York City's announcing drones and microphones to watch you and listen to you. That's in New York Daily News. Remember just 2-3 years ago, Alex Jones was insane. There was no plan to have drones watching you in the skies. It's crazy. Even though it was in all the Pentagon documents, they would have armored vehicles deployed everywhere, drones, attack drones. And now they're at South by Southwest this year on the news. We played it here. They have drones with shotguns and tear gas and face scanners to go and chase people down the street and attack them with your digital photo from the DMV loaded lovingly into the robot flying around scanning looking for you. Hunter-seeker robots. Oh, and driverless cars are coming to Europe next year, and they're going to tax everyone by the mile, and they're already saying, oh, all the cars for about a decade have a tracker box in them with a live wire, with a cell phone package. We're going to tax you by the mile. And it turns out driverless cars are safer than humans. We're not going to let humans drive soon. Ah! Oh, and Google's going to tie in along with the NSA and Microsoft and Apple to all the new appliances, like the CIA director said 2 years ago. And they're going to track everything you do and watch you in live time. And old people, if they get Medicare or Medicaid or Social Security, will now have to have smart grids in their homes, their subsidized housing, that watch when they go to the toilet and report everything they're doing. And sensors in the toilet give, you know, readings if they're sick or anything for their safety, of course. Oh, it's all so liberal. So you want to be slaves, you've got it. And Adan Salazar is working on an article. I saw this last week. I was at the gym, but the only time I see mainstream television. And they had MSNBC on, and they, of course, you know, that's the, where I would see it. And they have morning after pill ad with a woman getting them off a store shelf. Now, I guess in reality, they're behind the counter, but in the ad I saw, we're going to see if you can find that on YouTube, guys. They're getting it off the shelf. So the idea is this is no big deal. This is safe. It's like a thing of butter or, a can of soda water or, a slice of beef, a rutabaga, an onion. You just throw it in your basket. But you can get it right off Amazon. Plan B one-step emergency contraceptive must be 17 or over to purchase without a prescription. Oh, but if you get a prescription, I guess, or you show your ID and you're 17, you can get it. And what they don't tell you is this is basically the morning after pill that killed so many people. I mean, it's really poisonous. It's poison. And they just act like, oh, it's wonderful, safe and effective. Yeah, they found the ad. That's not the one I saw. But, oh, listen to the music. Yeah, let's start it over. Let's start it over since you found it. So this is a Plan B one step. And it says, again, we're going to back it up because I can start at the beginning. I'm going to play it from the beginning so I can read what it says. It's a cartoon of all these happy people. She's laying in bed. She looks over, and the condom split. Sperm swim by. She's on a bus. A baby's crying. Ooh, babies are gross. I'm not ready for that one, she says. She goes to the chemist. It's a nice trendy word for the drugstore. And she gets the over-the-counter drug. I guess there's a bunch of brand names of it. This is a different one.
1101 step, 72.
And they call it the one step.
More effective the sooner you take it.
And that's out of England. I guess over here it's called Plan B. So again, we'll try to find the Plan B ad and see if we have that. It's probably on the drug website is where we'll find it, if it's not on YouTube yet. But the point is, the guys are working on a report on that, just the total culture of death. And in so many sitcoms, dramas, ads, you name it, they show a baby crying, and it's like the most horrible thing on earth. They're gross. They're terrible. They're disempowering. It'll ruin your life. And sometimes I'll be at a resort or something with my children on vacation, and it'll be an empty pool. And it's always when it's an empty pool, and there'll be some trendies out there sitting in the hot tub or whatever, and I'll come out with my children who jump in and swim around and laugh and giggle. And I've actually seen trendies go, ugh, and get up and leave like it was so upsetting to see children. Well, if that's what, the way you think, go to a hotel that doesn't allow children. They have those. But the truth is, these people will be 45, these 30-year-old trendies, wishing they had children. And then they'll have kids too late, and they'll be autistic, unfortunately, because all the toxins have built up in the body. And I'm not knocking folks that don't want kids, but don't demonize me because I like children. And the minute you have children, your brain switches on. You go to the next level. But folks do that as well with dogs and, you know, pets they have. I mean, the point is, we're very nurturative. But when you have children, you start thinking about the world in an entirely different way. And this is about a human commitment, having children and believing in humanity and believing in life. And even though the world's a terrible place in many ways, it's also a beautiful, wondrous place. And we're doubling down against the tyranny and saying we're going to have children. We're going to survive and thrive. We're going to raise them up right to be aware of how the world really works. That's the idea. But you see these ads about she's laying in bed. There's this gross looking guy sleeping. She's had sex with him. She looks disgusted at the man. She's on a bus. She's poor. There's babies crying. She doesn't want any part of this. She takes this pill. Everything's wonderful. Everything is awesome. Everything is super when you're part of the team, as the Lego movie theme says, which reminds me of all the globalist propaganda. The truth is, you're poor because of deindustrialization. You're poor because they broke up the family and made all the women work. You're poor because they have set up an anti-human system where we're culturally bankrupted. And now you don't have a family. Now everyone is totally atomized and separate from each other. And people aren't honorable. They don't care about each other. On average, that buy into the fake liberal, trendy political correctness. They're totally empty, they're totally rudderless, and they don't know why they're so unhappy, because they buy into whatever the system says. So if they just double and triple down on the system, they may be fulfilled. I'm gonna steal a silver stallion without a mark on his silky hide. And teach him he can trust me like a brother. And one day we'll saddle up and ride. And we're gonna ride. We're gonna ride. Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride. I want to get that Highwayman song and play it from the start as bumper music. Because when you get down to it at the end of the day, whether it's your dog or your horse, or your husband, or your wife, or your children, in mammal relationships, it's all about trust. And you can see a dog when it looks at you with trust, or a horse that knows you and looks at you with trust, or a bird you feed on your back porch that looks at you with trust. And that's all there is in this world, is trust and being honorable. And people taking themselves seriously and taking each other seriously and having some basic respect. And Lord knows I'm not perfect and I'm not respectful all the time, but I realize that's what it's all about. And the globalists don't respect us, and they don't respect themselves. And they have such disdain for the public that at Bilderberg, on record, you're not allowed to look at them in the eyes if you're a bartender or a waiter or a event planner or a manager or anybody.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
I once served the Queen Mum of England.
What was that like, scum?
Exactly as you describe it. I wasn't allowed to look her in the eye. I was paid a nice $300 not to do that or speak to her.
Tell me that story, because you've mentioned it before, but I never got the full story.
Yeah,
I know you also have a degree as a chef and have worked at some of the nicest restaurants in Austin before you went to work, again, back in the media. Who was it, for KI or KVUE?
KXAN and KI.
That's right.
Yeah, but I was working at Keeneland in Kentucky at the racetrack, and they...
Oh yeah, she lives about a month out of the year there. She buys her horses there.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. She grabbed a select group of us, and we went up there, and we were told not to look at her. If she did speak to us, not to speak back, and that went for her whole posse as well. And we followed the rules, but that's the way they do it.
Did she need a groom of the stool?
We can talk about that later.
I would invite the Queen of England to come to my house and wipe my ass. She'd be lucky to do that.
She would, Alex.
All right, folks, I don't mean to use crude language, but it's done on purpose. Every once in a while has some aplomb to it. Now, the Queen Mum, that was before she killed over, or the actual Queenie?
The Queen Mum. Or she keeled over, yeah.
You know, it came out that she daily got the blood of small children that was, quote, donated, as if the children had parental consent. I mean, the children don't have free will. Their parents literally vampired them out to her to have child blood almost on a daily basis pumped into her fetid arteries and veins. What do you think of that?
It was all Canadian. It was good, clean Canadian children's blood.
Oh, you do know about that story?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
John Bound. You know, John Bound comes from a journalist family. His dad worked for AP, and a bunch of other folks got a Peabody Award for journalism. And John is on syndicated radio and news, and then went into being a chef for a while, and back into media. And he's here, and he does a great job. John, how dare you not want to worship your queen, your king, your lord, your savior?
I worship the king of rock and roll, Jimi Hendrix.
Well, that's a little better. Something tells me that the known Nazi Prince Philip, who when he sees black people, literally starts saying, shouldn't you be out with a spear and a bone through your nose? Literally, if you can look that up, I don't think he likes Jimi Hendrix.
Well, he called Putin a Nazi, right?
Well, that's his son did that.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. No, no, no.
Right.
If you're George Soros and a real Nazi, you call people Nazis. If you're real Nazis, like the German royal family of England, you call other people Nazis that actually are the children of the people that defeated the Nazis.
I'm starting to get it figured out. I think eventually we'll all just walk backwards.
Yeah, one of my grandfathers was a fighter pilot, the other flew B-17s, and so because they were fought the Nazis, then I am a Nazi, according to MSNBC. You understand how that works?
Yeah.
So the Russians fought the Nazis, they're now the Nazis, according to the Nazis.
Right.
Are you?
My great-grandpa fought in World War One. My grandpa fought in World War Two. He fought the Nazis. So... what you're saying is, I'm a Nazi.
You're a Nazi.
Got it.
You understand how that works now?
I got it.
Okay, good.
I'll go celebrate Memorial Day.
Good, good. While they literally shovel the veterans into an incinerator.
All hail Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Again, who told Rolling Stone he admires Hitler and wants to be a dictator, and reportedly dresses up in SS uniforms and hands out records with Hitler speeches on them. Rolling Stone, again, has the interview with him saying that. But that's okay. You understand? Is that cool with you, John?
I'm going to work on it.
Well, he's anti-gun, pro-open border, so Republicans love him, too. You understand?
Yeah, he just works the angle, right?
Well, he just totally doesn't care about anybody but himself and absolutely turns his back on his friends of 20, 30 years. So I know folks that know Schwarzenegger well. People that have smoked pot with him, used drugs with him for 20, 30 years, you know, whole nine yards. And, you know, the minute they have trouble, hold on a second, my dad's calling me. Hey, Dad, I'm on the air. How's it going? If you want to come over and talk to me. Yeah, no, I know. I'll call you back during the break in about 2 minutes, okay?
What a good son, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Dad. I just don't know why he calls me when I'm on the air. Anyways. I need to stop right there, ladies and gentlemen. Before I go any further, I'm going to come back and cover the arms build up against the American people and where all that is going. And but just briefly here, we are literally worshiping royal families that are taxpayer-funded all over the world who are total eugenicists, and then also worshiping Angelina Jolie, and they're merging Hollywood with the political class and all the red carpets and the crud. It is a sick joke. We should reject all of these people. And when you see somebody reading People magazine and caring about all the mindless hype, explain to them that it's literally mind control to blind them from the fact that they are on a deep space orbiting planetoid in the middle of total wonderment, total creation, and just amazing times, and that we are exposing the evil because there's so much good that needs to be absolutely protected, kissed, sugar on top, double sugar on top. That's what we're saying. Now, before I go any further, Midair Refueling, we are funded by you, the legions of liberty lovers worldwide, and we sell the highest quality Made in America pro-gun shirts and other apparel and ball caps and bronze belt buckles with George Washington snarling on the front and just everything else at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. We have InfoWarsLife.com with the Survival Shield Nation iodine proprietary, nothing else like it. And a special deal right now with the InfoWars Challenge where you can get them both discounted with Super Male Vitality. We've got the Lung Shield, InfoWarsLife.com. Try it. You'll be blown away. I cannot tell you enough what Supermail has done for me. It also works on women. We have a female version coming out next week. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We don't have children's blood like the Queen of England, but we do have powerful herbs. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Nation.
Teacher, he can trust me like a brother.
One day.
One day we'll saddle up and ride.
And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack the Diamond.
Riding like the one-eyed Jack the Diamond. The devil falls behind. We're gonna ride.
Silver Stallion right there. Waylon Jennings, Chris Christopherson, Willie Nelson, and the immortal Johnny Cash. One of their songs is, I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes. Nothing better than a reckless woman.
Just a touch of sadness in her face.
Thunder and lightning in her fire. And we're gonna ride.
And we're gonna ride.
Sorry, folks.
We're gonna ride.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
Ride like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds.
That's all there is in this world, is to find that silver stallion without a mark upon his silky hide and teach him he can trust you like a brother. One day you're going to saddle up and ride. And that's about your own self becoming an honorable good man, building yourself into someone who is streetwise and good and actually understands how people work and wants to build others up and build yourself up. And then one day you'll become a man and you can saddle up and ride with the woman, the stallion, and the wind. And the sun is going to burn into a cinder before we pass this way again. But we're going to ride. We're going to ride. Like the one-eyed Jack of Diamonds with the devil close behind, we're going to ride. The devil wants to hold you back. The devil wants to control your life. The devil wants to take your free will. Even if the devil didn't exist, the archetype of the devil does. The devil doesn't want you to have guns and know how to use them. The devil wants to be the one with the guns. Because political power goes out of the barrel of a gun, and the control freaks desire power above all else. TSA to purchase 24 million rounds of duty ammunition. Feds preparing to arm TSA workers, Paul Watson asked. Do fish swim in the sea? And then the article goes on to say they're calling for arming. They're already armed on the street with Viper teams. Now they want to be armed, and their union calls to be armed. And can you think of how horrible that's going to be? The police are already allowed to execute people anywhere they want in the country now. Some lawyer or some law student says, hey, why are you trying to search for a car without a warrant? So the cops grab him, spread his legs, and ram their knees into his crotch till his testicles have to be removed. And the police hail it in Albuquerque. So it's just part of the total preparation for war with the people. And again, that dovetails with U.S. Special Forces foreign troops practice invading Tampa. We got Lord Monckton coming up. I'm going to play these videos, get into all of it. I haven't gotten to Jay Rockefeller yet. I mentioned it. But we'll play that audio because it dovetails with the McCarthyism beyond McCarthy. Because McCarthy was going after something real, though I didn't agree with his tactics. He's been proven right since the Soviet files were declassified. This new ultra-Soviet-style true McCarthyism, saying you're racist if you don't like Obamacare. You're a hate monger and need to be arrested if you don't believe in global warming. And then it's man-made and paying Lord Rothschild money. We'll be right back with the second hour on this Worldwide Thursday edition.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on the fence on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed. trying to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.